Really just seeing a bunch of the old fellas more than anything. Like we don't really get a chance to get together. Everybody lives all over the country. So shoot, last time I went back a couple years ago for this thing, like I saw a couple guys that I hadn't seen in so long, and it took me a second to even register who they were. Everybody changes so much. So yeah, just getting back and seeing the fellas and linking back up with some guys.
Have you taken a couple of days try to get in baseball shape, swung the bat, thrown the ball at all?
Well, it's funny, like about 3.5 weeks ago, I hurt my back. Like I got back issues and could like barely walk, and I'm doing better now. When Jay called me, I was like, yeah, I think I'll be able to make it. But I do hitting lessons, so I don't really hit a lot, but I usually show kids some stuff off the tee and do whatnot. So I think I'll be okay. I'm not going to do a Sean Casey. I saw where Sean went out and played with the Savannah Bananas and ripped his hamstring off the bone. I'm not going to try to do any of that stuff.
No, we certainly don't need anybody getting hurt. I do want to ask you because you obviously battled a lot of injuries throughout your career. Do you think that helps you now in terms of when you're doing hitting lessons and stuff like that, trying to help kids persevere maybe when they're going through some tough times?
Yeah, and I think training's so different today than when I grew up. When I grew up, it was kind of we all kind of did the same workouts. Like I know in college, we basically were doing similar workouts to what the football team did. That was just the way the training is. Now training's so much more sport specific. I think there's just so much more information out there, so much more knowledge. These kids today have pretty much the best of everything at their hands, and I think that leads to a lot less injuries because of the way they're able to train now.
Yeah. Want to try and get a Bobby story out of you. Coming back to play to Bobby V one more time. What are some of your memories of him?
Oh man, I still think the funniest thing is when he put that mustache on and snuck back into the dugout. I think that's the one thing that always stands out with me. Bobby was just—he's one of those guys. He's a baseball mind, but I try to tell everybody that I'm like the thing about Bobby is he wasn't just baseball brilliant. He's a very, very smart, intelligent man. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's fluent in Japanese, and it's just like he's just that guy that he kind of knows a lot about a lot of things. So that's kind of what I remember about Bobby more than anything.
Next season, Mets and Yankees is going to play on the 25th anniversary of 9/11. I just kind of want to get your thoughts on the city as a whole during that time and what you think that'll mean for the two teams to link up.
Yeah, I think that's great that they're doing that. Actually, a friend of mine just texted me yesterday about it. I had no idea. I didn't see the schedule, but I just think it's great. I remember at the time it was very controversial whether we should start back up playing or whatnot. After the fact, it was probably the absolute best thing we could have did. It really brought the city together, winning the game the way we did with Big Mike hitting the big home run late in the game and everything. So I think there'll probably be a lot of tears on that night next season. It'll bring back some memories, and I think it'll be good for the city.
Well, Jay, I appreciate your time and looking forward to having you out there for alumni in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure, man. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks so much.
Take care.